Thanks for listening to the Adam Carolla Show on Podcast One.
First, 8sleep.com. Every podcast has mattress ads, sure, but there's thousands of them. But the only one out there that uses technology and temperature to give you the deepest sleep is 8sleep. The pod by 8sleep. First bed to combine dynamic temperature regulation and sleep tracking. Oh, God. I could have had a decent childhood if I had one of these when I was young. All I did was sweat and toss and turn. Now I have 8sleep. Research shows the link between sleep performance and temperature. Of course, you don't need to research that. We all know it. The pod reacts in real time, adjusting the temp to keep you comfortable. The stats say it all. Pod customers fall asleep faster, toss and turn 25% less, and have a 17% increase in deep sleep. You're worth it. Right now, you get $150 off your pod and free shipping when you go to 8sleep.com/classic. That's 8sleep.com/classic. E-I-G-H-T, sleep.com/classic.
Hello and welcome to Carolla Classics for December 21st, 2019. The Ace Awards are over, but Carolla Classics has only just begun. We're going to play the best of the Adam Carolla Show over almost 11 years of podcasting. We're doing it clip style. My name is Chris Loxamana, executive producer of the Adam Carolla Show. And with me, as always, Carolla archivist, superfan Giovanni.
I just want to thank you, Chris, for allowing me to take a break from the mines where we keep the archive and talk to you for these intros. It really means a lot.
All right, let's get started with some clips. Now, earlier this week, Vinny Tortorich came in, and he was talking about Howie Mandel, who he used to train, and is actually one of our biggest connections to Vinny. He loved when Howie would get drunk on air. Sometimes he's done it once at the Canyon Club, and he did it during Cinco de Mangria.
Yeah, so this was the one they forgot about. So he came on the show, he was talking about, yeah, Howie called me after he had Mangria the first time. He's like, I had the stuff called Mangria. And then everybody started talking about the Canyon Club, and it seemed like everyone forgot about the Cinco de Mangria event that happened at Adam's house, May 5th, 2013. Howie Mandel, John Popper, Susanna Hoffs, Fitz and the Tantrums. It's Adam Carolla Show 1071. They all came inside Adam's Malibu House pool house, and they did a little mini interview with each guest after they performed live. I was there. You were there.
I was in the room. Episode 1071 from 2013, Cinco de Mangria. Let's go.
Yeah, back with Howie Mandel. Good to see you, Howie.
Adam, it's good to see you. You know, this is an actual first for me. I'm going to be totally honest because I want a little, I don't even know what the word is. A disclaimer. Mm-hmm. Because in my history of 35 years in the business, I've never had any mind altering. I can't take a toke of anything, even a beer. Mm-hmm. And because I have severe OCD, I take a lot of medication. Mm-hmm. And I had no idea. I would never say no to you. Mm-hmm. But today you're having this great benefit.
Sure.
In your backyard. And it was, is it sponsored by, or do you own a piece of this Mangria?
Yeah, it's mine.
Is it yours?
I invented it. I own it. Yeah.
Do you really?
Yeah.
It's delicious. I got to say, is it sangria with man juice? I don't understand why it's Mangria. But
it's high octane sangria.
Well, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
And so this is the first time in 35 years in the business I've been recorded or been involved in anything that was going to be broadcast beyond the person I'm speaking to. Mm-hmm. And I like the peach and I like the red. Mm-hmm. I'm fucked up. But I didn't know. They didn't say that you're going to do. If they would have said that you're going to be part of Adam's podcast, I would have said, okay, I'll do that. And then I'm going to try the Mangria. But I walked in and they said, would you like the Mangria? And they gave me the red. And I said, let me try the peach. And
well, had the peach when I saw you too.
But we wouldn't split. So then I went back and I had the red. And I had the peach.
Right, right.
I like the peach. I've had a couple.
It's good.
It's real. You own this.
Yeah, it's mine.
It's
yeah.
fantastic.
I'm so glad you like it.
But I'm so fucked up. I'm being honest. I've never actually been...
It's high-octane sangria. That's the whole point.
I understand. But there's not going to be any... the disclaimer is there's not going to be anything witty or entertaining for the next minute or so.
No, it's right on the bottle. You'll say nothing witty, entertaining, possibly even spontaneous.
And I have to say, and for those people that suffer OCD and possibly take the same medication as me, Mangria goes great with it goes great with Zoloft. Uh-huh. It goes great with everything else.
You want a little refill?
Oh my God, are you being
I could use a little refill.
I will.
Actually.
I have peach.
A little
so
peach.
Because
give
I'm
a little
saying
peach,
I'm having
Howie.
Problems with it, your producer is...
Well, what do you... Howie, I, you know, I was thinking about you.
I understand that you'll probably protect me. This is
no,
probably...
No, I'll protect you. Yes. Well, first off, you live across the street, so how bad
well, I'm not driving. I'm, but I don't even have a designated walker.
You could roll to your house from here.
I just wandered in.
You could literally get on a mechanics creeper and push yourself backwards.
But the fact that you actually... I didn't realize... Because I knew you broadcast from your garage, and I've done the show from Las Vegas. But when I wandered over to your house and you offered a drink, I didn't realize it's a drink and then stand by the microphone.
Well,
I didn't realize...
No, that's good because we're seeing a side of Howie Mandel we haven't seen before. And I was thinking about you because... tell me if you think this way, too. I imagine all performers do. You know, whenever you hear about someone doing something, a TV show,
all right.
a live show,
all right.
a benefit, whatever
okay.
it is,
all right.
you think, why are they doing that? You know, what's behind it? What's the motivation? Is it money? Is it charity?
Right.
You know, are they altruistic? Are they
right.
are they doing it to line, you know, feather their own nest or whatever?
Right.
And so somebody said the other day, well, Howie wants you to do a TV show he's working on
right.
coming up next week.
Right.
And I said, oh, I love Howie. I love working with Howie.
Right.
It'll be easy.
Yeah.
It'll be improvised.
Right.
So I'm in.
Right.
But then I started thinking, Howie does so many TV shows
I
and
do
has
a
done
lot.
So many TV shows and is so motivated.
I am.
And I thought, you know, he doesn't have a gambling problem. He
no.
doesn't have a coke problem.
No.
You know, he's not on his
peach.
You know, he's
yeah,
not on his
you.
Third wife.
There's more peach here.
Right.
Mangria.
Thank you.
I love this Mangria.
It's good stuff, right?
Do you, like, why do you, don't have, is there a Mangria vineyard?
Yeah, it's in Napa.
You have your own vineyard.
Well, no, it's made out of Napa, and it's made out of grapes out of Napa, and...
This is
it's a ringing endorsement.
No, no, no. I did it because I'm drinking it so fast because
no,
it's,
I like
it's
that.
So, I do. I love I'm actually
so
I love this.
It's good, right?
It's amazing.
So
I've never been so hammered from just a wine thing.
It's
is
good.
There more alcohol in this? See, I'm from Canada and the beer has more alcohol
right,
content.
Right.
But
yeah,
I've never
this
had
is
a
more.
Sangria. I just came from Spain. My daughter lives in Spain and I had sangria. Never had this.
Beer, you know, beer in the States is 5% or so.
And maybe 7% in Canada.
Maybe, yeah, 7% in Canada. Wine is probably 12, 13, 14. This is 21%, so it's got a little more pop
for the
to
cash.
It. Right. But yours is only
19%. Well, I was answering the question, why do you do so many TV shows?
No, it took a while.
Is that,
yeah.
Was that
no,
the question?
I know you like money, and I know you
money.
Like working, and I know there's a sense of you have to make hay while the sun is shining. In
no,
this business.
No. Can I be totally honest?
Please.
I am so fucked up. Not.
Please.
I don't mean I'm not talking about drunk.
Right, right.
My mind, if I take a minute and don't do anything, then I have to deal with me.
Right.
And I do anything not to deal with me.
Right.
Whether it's... Now I found a new pastime, Mangria. But I have never... I can't... So I got to continue to work. People say, what do you do in your spare time? Spare time is like hell for me. I can't have spare time.
But it's weird, Howie, because you're smart. I feel there's a side of you that's wildly practical.
Yeah.
Like, you wouldn't...
But that's the part that kills me, because I'm so aware of how fucked up I am. Ignorance is bliss. I wish I was more blissful.
But why... Here's an interesting possibility.
Okay.
/ option, before you take a hit of your peach mangria there. You know, there's a lot of people that walk around and they go, I'm a mess. I'm fucked up. I you know, there's a lot of guys who go, I can't be in a relationship because I'm a mess.
No, I'm in a great relationship.
Right. But there's a version of you that says,
I can't hold down
a relationship.
I know that.
I'm a mess. Look at me. I'm a mess. And I think to myself, why keep announcing that from the mountaintops? You're wildly sane compared because to most all the, people on the planet.
Because all the questions, all the answers to the questions is I'm incredibly lucky that I have afforded myself and this business has afforded me and the people around me who care for me and support me have afforded me the way to see, normally if I wasn't I'm angry, I would have another word here. I'm functioning. Right. And I know that I'm fucked up, but I'm in therapy all the time. I'm heavily medicated.
Right.
But now I'm also medicated.
You're traumatized now because you have the booze.
But I'm just saying that I'm telling you that I'm fucked up and I work so much because I don't like quiet time.
But here's what I'm saying. Because I talk to Dr. Drew about it a lot. There's this sort of...
About me?
Let's say you.
Okay.
But everyone as well.
Okay.
There's this sort of act as if. You know what I mean? Like, I talk to people about it because my dad's a fucked up therapist, and then there's Dr. Drew, and I have my own sort of therapeutic life. And I think to myself, you know, you can walk through life sort of going, I'm a mess, I'm a mess, I'm a mess. Look at me, I'm a mess. I need help. I need medication. I need this, I need that. And there's a part of you that just goes, fuck it. I'm going to act like a sane person would act. Like, I'm going to do what a responsible person would do.
Right.
I'm going to have a relationship like a responsible person. I'm going to treat my kids like a responsible person.
Right.
And at a certain point, once you, as Drew says, act as if, you just become that person. Like, right now...
I'm proud of the fact that I've been married to the same woman in a phenomenal relationship for 33 years. I have three wonderful children who are successful in their own right.
So you have four kids? Because I met one of them.
Pardon me?
I'm just busting your chops.
Okay. I have three kids.
Your career is amazing, but yet... You have a mantra, and that mantra is like, I'm a mess. I'm a mess.
We're all a mess, but I believe that all of us will not do what it takes to function within that mess.
But what I'm saying to you, Howie Mandel,
it's like
good radio.
It's like fat people who don't admit they're fat.
No, but see, you're the opposite in that
I've got fat on
you're
the mind.
A thin person who keeps calling yourself fat.
No.
You're not.
No. I'm a fat person who's aware that they're fat, but I'm doing the exercise and eating right so I can maintain my energy and my health.
But you're one of...
I'm mentally fat.
You're one of the nicest...
I am very nice.
Best looking.
I'm gorgeous. I am gorgeous.
Physically fit.
I'm you know what? I exercise, but this is another thing. My therapist is trying to...
Well endowed.
My dick is like, can I, you're not allowed to take it out on podcasts, are you?
No.
No.
But, no, here's what I'm saying about you, Howie Mandel.
Right.
You're
I hear what you're
fit,
saying about me. I listen to this.
You're a good father.
I am.
You're a good husband.
If you're just tuning in now, it's Howie Mandel he's talking about.
Yes. You're on time.
I'm on time.
You're not on time.
I didn't even know what time this was going to happen.
You're early.
Yet I'm here.
There
I was early.
Nothing.
The producer called me. And he was looking for you.
There's
do you know I was sitting behind this microphone and you weren't here? I was doing your podcast minutes before you got
there's
here.
There's nothing.
And I fucked up.
No, that's what I'm saying. There's nothing insane about you. There's nothing
not using the word
about
insane.
You. Sorry, that was strong. That's pejorative.
Health issues.
No.
We all have mental health issues.
No, we don't all have them. You don't.
No, I think we all do.
No.
I don't think there's anybody alive that doesn't need help. That doesn't
Howie,
need Mangria at least once in your life.
You.
I'm not plugging. How much plugging can you do on your own show anyway?
Your
people are buying.
Don't you
your
wish
stuff.
Everyone who was as mentally unstable as you paid as much in taxes as you?
Oh, yes. But I believe, I wish that everybody who paid as much taxes, I wish the tax dollars went to mental health. You know, I go speak on Capitol Hill.
Sure.
Because that's my soapbox.
Right.
That there isn't enough attention paid to mental health.
I agree.
If you got an x-ray and your leg's fucked up, you can get that taken care of.
Sure.
But if you got like a broken mind, just a fractured mind,
right.
You can't get the full funding that is necessary for that.
Here's what I'm saying to you, Howard.
Is there more peach?
I mean a little more peach. Bring the bottle in. Here's what I'm saying, Howard. Again, you can roll home.
I love this.
You can be dry.
This is the best.
It's good, isn't it?
Mangria.
So,
do you usually drink on the podcast? Or is this
no,
a house
but
party?
We will. No, well, you know, it's a party.
I've never drank. I've never been recorded.
I've never seen you drink before.
I don't, because I was told not to, because it doesn't.
Who told you not to?
My psychiatrist.
But listen.
Because alcohol is a depressive.
You do what you have to do. You're in charge of you.
All right.
Here's what I'm saying.
You don't have to say here's what you're saying. If you just say it, I'll realize
right.
that's what it was.
Right. You know, sometimes you have children. I have children.
All the time I have children.
All the time.
I have children all the
time. He's like a blues singer.
Once I've had them,
he's
they're
like
mine.
A Canadian blues singer.
Yes.
All right. When we're taking my kids to Disneyland a few months back, my son is a world-class pussy. My daughter is insane. They're twins, but my
right.
son is a puss.
Right.
And he didn't want to get on the Matterhorn. And we said, you're getting on the Matterhorn because you're going.
Wasn't the Matterhorn just shut down like 2 weeks ago? So maybe he had a premonition.
Wasn't it? An eerie premonition.
Wasn't it shut down?
Yes.
It just was.
But this was.
So don't call him a pussy.
Well,
maybe he's a psychic.
I called him a wuss.
But he could be psychically in tuned.
But I said to him, you're getting on it. And my wife started saying, like,
are.
Maybe.
Terrorize
maybe,
the child. I don't want to go. I'm scared.
I don't
get on the fucking Matterhorn. How is that going to enhance
God damn
his life?
It, yes.
How is that going to? Why would you force your son to get on shit
because
he doesn't want to get on?
I didn't,
why is that important? It's not like saying go to school. It's not like saying eat your dinner. Why does he have to ride the Matterhorn? I think that's
because
wrong.
All the founding fathers did.
I think you were trying to make a positive point, but I think it's fucked up. That
well,
you force
now that
to,
you shat upon it, yes, it is destroyed.
I'm scared, Dad. I don't want to ride the roller coaster. Get on the fucking roller coaster.
That's
your
what
sister's
I said.
On the roller coaster.
That's what I said.
You ride the roller coaster.
That's what I said.
Not only are you forcing him to go on shit he's afraid of, you broadcast it publicly that his fears. It's wrong.
Now, it's sad he's a puss, but it's
you know
true.
What? Cut to 20 years from now, he's going to be me on a podcast going, I'm fucked up.
I need some
I'm fucked up.
Mangria.
I need some Mangria. My dad used to force me on roller coasters.
Space Mountain.
was also shut down.
Oh, really?
I think it was shut down. Am I correct?
What? You're looking at Gary like he knows anything.
Well, no, he knows. He doesn't.
They redid it.
All
it's
right.
redone.
I stand corrected.
Well, am I going to get sued for saying that they did?
No.
I thought I read something that somebody got hurt.
The point is this.
Right.
I forced him on. He felt good about himself. My wife said, no, don't do it. I said, don't listen to her. We're going on the ride. Did it. I have this feeling, and Dr. Drew argues with me, and my dad argues with me.
But what?
The fact that I don't use you as an example, but...
You are
wildly functional.
Right.
You're supremely functional.
Right.
And you're not out of it, and you're not nearly the mess that you think you are.
Well, I am, but you want to know the difference? I don't understand the convergence of this conversation with what I'm saying. But
no,
my parents always embraced my fears and helped me with my fear, whereas... The difference between your son going on the Matterhorn because you forced him on rides that he didn't want to be on.
Right.
My parents allowed me to take 20 towels into the bathroom and dry each body part with a different towel. But they allowed me to make pathways from my room into the bathroom. They allowed
pathways.
Me. Yeah. I
How'd
don't like
work?
To touch the floor
in
hotels.
But what I'm saying is, what if somebody said to you, and do you ever have this yearning? That someone says, no, I have a theory. I know it sounds nuts, but please.
The fact that you have
Howard,
a theory
listen.
Sounds nuts or the theory
no,
is nuts?
No, but there's a thing where.
I can't believe I'm in a deep psycho.
When you're out in the wilderness. When you're out in the wilderness.
I'm never out in the wilderness. I'm a fucking Jew.
All right.
The last time we were out in the wilderness,
you're
we wandered in a desert.
Yeah,
we didn't build
true.
A pyramid.
40 years.
Yes. 40 years. You know, for a 30-year trip. I'm hot. I got to sit down. Can I just
imagine.
Sit down? Even when we got to the river, we didn't dunk. I'll wait for a miracle. When it parts, we'll continue to walk.
Right.
There's no reason. I'm never in the wilderness.
What
we don't
I'm saying
camp.
Is when the Gentiles are trapped in the wilderness and someone says, what direction shall we go? What they don't want is someone going, I don't know. What direction do you want to go? I'm fucking scared shitless. I don't
right.
know. What they want is, we go east. I know this territory. Follow me. And what I'm saying is I have this feeling in life that if I said, Howie, you're not fucked up. You're smart. You're ambitious. You're intelligent. And you are...
Why can't you just add fucked up to the list of all those things?
No, I don't... I'm not.
Why
gonna,
does
I'm not
fucked
gonna,
up take away from I'm not, intelligent, ambitious, successful...
I'm not going to enter it into the equation because you're so capable.
And you're just wrong. I am
you're capable.
Capable.
You're capable. I'm now highly... knock it off with the fucking fist okay. bump and all the other bullshit. The medication, you don't need it.
Really?
You're highly functional. You're highly intelligent.
Well, you know
and
what?
You can just go through
Fuck
fucking
Zola,
life like
I'm
everyone
just
else.
Have mangria.
That's my point. That's what I'm saying.
You know, right like, now, I don't give a shit no, about anything, but you're wrong.
But what I mean is
who's this guy outside the door with that Missy? He keeps introducing Missy like she's going to be the next star.
He's
from the Bony Pony Ranch. That guy, the bald guy.
Oh. Oh, Denisov. Oh, don't listen to him.
No, and he goes, and this is Missy.
Yeah, I know. Like, you're like, oh, no.
I'm going to put that chick in my next picture.
I beat off to her on Wednesday, didn't I?
Yes. Like,
all I'm saying is there a part of you that wishes you had a football coach for a dad that went, Howard, you're not fucked up. Now get your shit together. You're smart. You're funny.
No.
You're talented.
No.
Let's do it.
I had the most coddling, wonderful upbringing. I really
That's
did.
My point.
Oh, I should have ridden the Matterhorn.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like a little bit of a...
No,
it's
you're wrong.
Because there's nothing wrong.
You're wrong.
There's
I'm willing to be on your podcast.
You.
I love attending your parties. I will drink your alcohol. No but shit. You're
there's
not...
nothing wrong
you're
with
not
you.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
Oh, John Popper.
John Popper. I loved it. Can I just say that I'm such a huge John Popper fan. Enough of my fucked up... You got to listen to John Popper. He's got to come in and talk.
I
just heard him sing live in your backyard. It is... I mean, what a
I
fucking
literally
treat.
Started tearing up. Like I'm like,
I
how
know.
Is this guy so immensely talented? Like
you know, goes, as a judge on America's Got Talent,
right?
Which we don't see with the singers that come out on those shows don't have an iota of what that guy has, or you see on American Idol, or you see on The Voice. I mean, he is just pure soul. He's a living. He
no,
is
you know
music.
What I've said many times. His biggest shortcoming is being a virtuoso on the harmonica.
I noticed he doesn't bring bullets to parties.
He's so good.
Did you
They're
see
in
that?
His
he
car.
Bring it, does he doesn't carry his bullets anymore.
He's
Never
so
used to carry
good
bullets.
On the harmonica that you forget about his voice.
Here's the thing. He handed me a harmonica.
He gives them out.
Oh, does he?
But well, not to everyone. Only pick time, people.
I got a harmonica. Oh. I lost it.
All I wanted to say, and I
had it, and then I got a harmonica from John Popper. Then you gave me mangria, and now I don't know where the fucking harmonica
up your
is.
Ass.
Listen, I don't know where.
I don't mean
I
this in a pejorative
fucking,
way,
right?
I don't mean to be
pejorative. Isn't that when the people get old really fast?
No, that's
what is
something
that?
Else. It's pejoria or something.
That's what. So you mean this in an old way?
No,
when kids look
no,
like they're 80.
I don't mean this in a hostile or critical way.
Okay.
I look at you as one of the smartest.
John Popper, come in. I'm
funniest.
Not that smart. I'm not that funny.
I look at you as incredibly
Thank
smart,
you.
Incredibly
That's just
funny,
uncomfortable now.
Incredibly talented.
Talk to John.
I will, but no reason to be on meds. You're
no, you haven't
you're
seen
there.
My meds. I can't
you're
function.
All there.
I can't go out. I told
have
I told
a shot of mangria.
I will
roll
but
in
you
the
know,
mud.
You saw, you know about Howard Hughes, right? Where he sat
sure,
naked
right,
in the room,
right,
pissing
right,
in a bottle.
Right,
you have no idea, and I say this with all seriousness, how close I am to that. To
I
not
know,
going out.
But there's a part of me that just says, push it out.
No,
you're not
I try.
That person.
I could sit in the fetal position in the darkest place in my life, naked, just peeing in the bottle for the rest of my life. And I'm not saying that to be funny. I'm really close to that, but I'm thrilled that I'm out here and listening to John
but
Popper
you have all
and talking
these people
to you.
Love you. You got your mangria. Yeah. I mean,
at this particular moment, I'm okay, and 90% of the time, I'm functioning. But I teeter.
Okay,
I teeter. I don't want people to feel bad, and this is not a fucking telephone.
Well, they shouldn't. You're
What's going on?
No
what are you pointing at?
Better
the people
for
are pointing and things like
that.
I don't know what's happening, but right. I've finished this segment. No, this
yeah,
guy,
we'll
you
get
don't
John.
Have to.
But I'm going to do your show on. Tuesday, Wednesday?
I don't know. I'm in charge of scheduling. I don't know. But we'll have fun doing that. I appreciate you
we
doing
will.
That, man. That's
it's
a
my
really.
Pleasure.
My No. I would do anything. I would never say no to you. I'm a huge fan of yours. And I think It's going to sound stupid because you just said it to me. I don't think there's anybody brighter, and I listen to your podcast, and you're funny, and you're bright, and you're a great comic and a writer. Your book was great. I mean, and you're a winist. What is somebody who makes mangria? What is that? What?
Vintner. Yeah.
You're a vintner.
I'm a vintner.
But do you actually, would you, like, when you, I know, like, Heidi Klum's on my show, and she came up with her own scent, and she said she was involved. Is this similar to that?
No, I invented all this.
What do you mean you invented?
I was in my kitchen, and I poured a little red wine, and I was out of red wine, so I poured some vodka, and I poured some orange juice.
What's the percentage of alcohol in this?
It's 19 on the white and 21 on the red. How you could cut back on that medication. We just got a little into that white.
Oh, my God. Do you know how much I've had?
I know. But it's good. It's fun, right? Let yourself go.
My God.
I want you to give Ron Jeremy a high five when you go out there.
No.
Give him a high five.
But
Hug it out.
You know, we have a connection, Ron.
Hug it out.
He raised my rat. I gave away a rat when my daughter went to college.
Not my
penis.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah, give him a hug.
You're a true friend. A toast?
A toast, okay. Yes. The great Howie Mandel.
Mangria and friendship.
Thank you, my friend.
Thank you, buddy.
And enjoy. Keep enjoying it.
Beautiful family. Your kids are gorgeous. Your wife is beautiful.
I feel the same way about yours, or at least the one that I saw. And I can't believe it lives next door.
Yeah, that's my son. My son who rents out the house to video.
You played that last time.
I saw it. Yes.
Unbelievable.
Yeah.
All right. The great Howie Mandel. I'll be doing his
show. I've dropped the great.
Just
call me Howie.
Howie.
Oh, on TBS. It's TBS. July 16th it airs. Starts airing. It's called Deal With It. And then AGT starts on June 4th.
Do
you hear that?
How cool is that? John Popper.
Or
my kids.
I just want
to. All right, thanks. We'll get him in here. I'll tell you about Pro Flowers Mother's Day.
John Popper. Guess who's playing it? Come
here. Your son or my son?
Ron Jeremy.
Oh, worse. Now it's got AIDS. Awesome. Mother's Day this Sunday. I didn't sound like John. 100 blooms for mom, just $19.99. That's 50% off. Or you can upgrade and get the chocolates plus the premium. He's got his own rum out there. Premium pink vase for just $10 more. Pro flowers guaranteed to last a full week or your money back. The only way to get this great deal is to go to proflowers.com. Click on the microphone at the top of the right-hand corner and type in ACE. That's Pro Flowers. That is this Sunday. Mother's Day is coming up this Sunday. Get the deal with the 100 blooms for mom for just $19.99. Proflowers.com. Tell them ACE sent you. All right. Is John in that next room?
No, that was Ron Jeremy.
John's
not there. He's in there. You just couldn't see him. He's in there as well.
All right, drag him in. We'll do him quick. Howie, thank you so much.
My pleasure.
Don't take the white with you, brother.
This is really delicious. I didn't expect to get that fucked up.
It's been 35 years since you've had a drink. You know, you're going to catch a buzz.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
It is good.
It's good.
Where do you sell it?
Buymangria.com is where you go.
It's not sold in stores.
It's coming to stores near you, but when we go out to dinner...
Can I just say that you were amazing?
Thank you!
Amazing.
I mean, I was in awe.
My jaw drops listening to your voice and your singing. You are just so phenomenal.
What I noticed, an honor.
I feel like so honored that I get to stand here Adam's backyard and listen to you.
I hear there's buried treasure in this backyard.
And you know what? You were the treasure.
It was a musical treasure. And see, I set him up for that. And I was unburied today.
I love that.
What I noticed
Don't be scared to have more. Your wife's driving.
But they went home.
Oh, all right. Stay here then. I'll drive you home. Or walk across the street.
That's okay.
No, you're good. You're good.
Oh my God.
You know, we'll get you home. We'll drive you home.
We'll get you home. John's got his own dirigible.
Yeah, exactly. I got all kinds of stuff.
All right, that was Howie Mandel in Ace's guest house at his Malibu home back in 2013 during the Cinco de Mangria event. Yeah, we didn't tell John Popper about Ron Jeremy's harmonica skills, but he could have been in the band 10cc, I think.
Yeah, there's actually a funny bit about that that happened this year. It didn't make Ace Awards. Adam mentioned it during the Ace Awards and said somebody tweeted him. I emailed him about it months ago. And this is what that is. It's from the episode with Cheryl Hines, Tony Cavallaro, Vinny Tortorich, Gene Grant, and Brian Bishop. Before Cheryl and Tony came in studio, great episode. They both should have been guests of the year. This is from October 23rd, 2019, how 10cc came up with the name.
All right, so I had this weird experiment that I did with Dr. Drew and these guys. I think it was Gary and Matt. And it's something I've stumbled onto a million years ago. And it started with the Yanni thing. It's Yanni versus Laurel, which I didn't get. But when Drew played Yanni, we were just sort of talking about the way people hear different stories and how everyone's kind of shapes things differently in their own brain.
From your own point of view.
What's the Yanni versus Laurel thing?
The word, the writing of the
word. They say a word, and then some people hear Laurel, and some people hear Yanni.
No shit.
Yeah, and we're sort of talking about this thing where we're seeing more and more of it. People are crafting their own takes
on
everything.
Are the sneakers blue and white, or are they pink and gold?
Oh, yeah, the dress, the blue dress versus the white dress.
So I thought we could start by playing that.
I'm incredibly ignorant. Is Yanni versus Laurel a thing? Do people hear?
You'll hear. Okay. You'll hear.
No, it's a thing according to Drew.
Okay, sorry. I've never heard that.
I'd heard something about it.
It had a little social media buzz.
I listened to it. It was very easy for me and everyone in the room, but...
But could you switch?
No.
Okay.
But here we go.
Laurel. 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 Laurel.
Okay. What's everyone here?
Laurel.
Laurel, of course. What else could you possibly hear?
I kept saying that to Drew. Like, this is a weird experiment because all I hear is Laurel... And here's part of the reason I hear Laurels, because the fucking guy saying Laurel over and over again. Like, I used to live on Yanni Canyon. Mm-hmm. Wait a minute.
Hold on.
It was Laurel Canyon, because it's fucking called Laurel Canyon.
How many people got lost on the way to your house?
Yeah, and went to Yanni's house.
I hate to be a point shitter, but isn't there more to that clip? Is that all Drew played as an example?
That's all he played.
Okay.
Now, far be it from Drew to do anything that works.
Okay.
So I'm sure he fucked it up 10 ways to Sunday he was presenting it to me like this is a coin toss of a word that it's divided the nation.
Right.
And I just went, but that guy said Laurel. And he's like, that's the way you heard it. And I'm like, yeah, because he said Laurel. Yeah,
go get some people from next door.
I don't think he was deliberately messing with you, but what I remember from just anecdotally from this clip is as the guy keeps playing it, it sort of changed. Like, he's doing something to change it. And you're like, wait, I do hear it now. I think that there is a longer clip, possibly.
You got to be right.
Because there is no Yanni in what you heard.
That doesn't make no sense.
Yeah. I said to Gary, and I said to Matt, what did you guys hear? And they were like, Laurel, because he said Laurel. And Drew's like, in young people... Young people hear it different. Young people have been hit with a snow shovel, just young people?
Young deaf people hear
it differently. He's like, oh, no. And he was standing behind it. And I'm like, well, how does anyone hear that as anything other than Laurel? But
that was Laurel.
Maybe
I think there's a longer clip because I remember, I thought we might have even done the story, but I definitely remember this. That was Laurel.
So, here we are.
Here we are. Well, we'll see if we can straighten that out. This is Drew. Drew doesn't do a lot of show prep.
Yeah.
So I said to Drew, it'd be nice if you could vet some of this stuff, you know, before you brought it in.
Right.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, get a steno pad, make some notes, have some notions.
Yeah.
Right. You do understand what I'm saying, right? There's a certain excellence people expect from this podcast, and to have you come in here sort of unprepared, distracted, looking at your phone.
Crazy.
Yeah, you seem a little distracted. What I'm saying is I have a whole steno pad filled with notes, and then you're just kind of looking at your phone, you know?
Sometimes I do, I'll tell you what.
Yeah, but... But again, I would like you to be a little more focused so that, you know, when we get into this Laurel versus Yanni thing, you get the whole story.
Right.
Okay. Well, I hope this talk has been informative and will affect some change in the future, Drew.
I
he's speechless.
All right.
Tongue-tied.
So that's what Drew brought in, and then everyone just went, he said Laurel, and then...
Yeah, I hear Yanny.
No, you don't. Stop it.
I 1,000,000% hear Yanny, and so does Gabe and Emmy.
Because you're
under 35?
And it says... It says,
well, wait a minute. Gabe heard, don't clean your office and never shut a trunk, to be fair.
No, I know. I know what
Gabe hears.
I told Gary, like, oh, yeah, well, Gabe hears Yanny, and Gary looks at me like, that's good company to be in.
Yeah. Yeah.
But they said because...
You're in an elite outhouse with Gabe.
It says because people who, over time, they lose the lower frequency, the degradation of, I mean, have higher frequencies. So you only hear the lower frequencies of the thing, of the word.
So it's an age thing?
It could be an age thing, yeah. But there's a thing where New York Times released a tool where you pitch shift it.
Maybe that's what I heard. I was going to say, I know there was more.
Yeah. So we'll listen to this, and Kaylin will slide it over to Laurel, and then it'll slide over to Yanny. You'll hear the change, and you might hear Yanny.
Laurel. Yanny. Laurel. 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 Yanny. Yanny.
Yeah. All right. It just went to Yanny at the end.
Right, but like the argument should be we shouldn't be able to hear that because of our advanced age, though, right?
So basically he's saying them at the same time, and you can pick up a higher frequency and we pick up a lower frequency.
Right.
All right. So now back to the band 10cc.
Oh.
They had a couple hits.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Not in Love is one of probably their biggest. And there's a part in that song. Now, some people know the lyrics, and if you do know the lyrics, you won't be able to really fully participate in this experiment. But I did it with Drew, and I did it with Gary, and I did it with Matt. And I said that comes to a point when he whispers, requesting quiet, requesting quiet, requesting quiet over and over again. So listen for it and tell me if it sounds like anything other than that to you. And I played it to Drew and Gary and I think Matt, and they both went, that's all we heard is requesting quiet. So you guys can listen to it and you can play along at home or in your car as well and tell me what you hear.
Quiet.
So it's not requesting quiet.
No.
It sounded that way to me for a long time. And also, interestingly enough, sounded that way to Drew and the three people that were in the room.
Sounded like be quiet, but then something was recorded over it.
It sounded, the word definitely started with a B. Yeah. Big something.
It's big boys don't cry.
There it is.
Big boys don't cry.
But if you say requesting quiet, I mean, it'll
you can
sound that.
Yeah.
It was an interesting lyric. But then I started thinking about 10cc, and then I started thinking about how they got their name, or what their name legendarily was about, which is how much ejaculate comes out of one's penis on average.
Gina, is that true?
I was going to ask you guys. I'm sure you've done the homework.
The story, we'll just weigh her hair.
Oh, good.
And then
that's
we'll
funny.
Have her shower, and then we'll weigh it again when it's dry, and then we'll know the volume. Okay.
So, we don't know what's in the shower.
The story was the average amount of ejaculate is 9 cc's, but they're 10 cc's.
Yeah.
So I was thinking, wouldn't it be fun if Dawson and Brian were in the band 10cc, and I was in the band as well.
That would be fun.
And Gina was the girlfriend of, I don't know, Maker Dawson's girlfriend in the band.
Lucky you.
And the band was starting, and I was the band member who's pitching the title of our band, the name of the band.
Okay.
All right?
All right.
All right. Hey.
Yeah, band meeting. Is everyone here?
Yeah. Hey, thank your pops for letting us use his garage, man, for rehearsal.
I will
make
sure
to thank
him. And just making sure before you start, did everybody like the quiche?
Awesome.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well done, love.
Yeah. So I know we've all been kind of noodling on a band name.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And you guys come up with a lot of different names, but I was fallen asleep last night and had an epiphany.
Oh.
Epiphany.
Well, let's hear it. If you're inspired, we got to hear it.
That'd be a good band name.
Epiphany would be a good band name.
Oh, yeah. But Epiphany. Don't write that down.
Oh.
Because
I can't even write it down as a possibility.
Well, you're throw away the paper after you hear this one.
I'll take that chance.
Okay.
Epiphany.
10 CC.
10 CC. The letters C and C?
A credit card.
Is it like if we have a hangover and they give us 10 CC of the go juice?
Yeah,
show.
By the way, they're an English band, but only Dawson's the only member from England.
Oh.
So you guys got to be English.
We do? You're in the band too, Dick. Okay.
So it's like the doctor giving you a shot.
No, I was thinking about... No. 10 CC is the amount of ejaculate that comes from my wanker.
Not since I moved over here from America at age 18 have I heard such a bad idea.
I know, me too. I was with you on that flight, and we're barely 19 now. So we speak in our colloquial...
Native tongue.
Native tongue, yeah. I'm from Muncie.
Boy, so you want to name the band after ejaculate.
Yeah, 10 CC, you know what I mean? Sexy.
Is that a lot? I have a hard time picturing 10 CC.
Oh, it's a lot.
What?
Yeah.
It's a lot. Mm-hmm. Right, babe?
It's a lot, yeah. So that's the name of the band, 10 CC.
You know,
but we should have a band vote on this, right? I mean, it's not bad.
There are other bands that have great names that maybe that we could build on.
Right.
You know, I mean, there's a band called The Eagles.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're hot.
And they're named after
Eagles. Okay, I see.
I see where you're going.
No. I hear you. I know it. I'm ahead of you. The Jizz Eagles.
Oh.
Is that what you're thinking?
I think we're trying to get away from... It's a possibility. I wrote it down right here by Epiphany. Epiphany, 10 CC.
Mm.
I guess I'll write down the Jizz Eagles.
Yeah. Yeah, sorry.
There's another great band called Kiss.
Yo,
great live show.
Right. But they already have that name. We can't call ourselves Kiss.
Right, but like Smooch or something
Smooch.
Like that.
Or it could stand for something, you know, like Knights in Satan's Service, supposedly is what it, you know, stands for.
Mm. I knew this was going to happen, so I got a couple extras written around. I have the Buccaneers.
All right. It's a bit swashbuckly.
Mm-hmm. I have face frosters.
Oh, my.
Like an old dog, you know what I mean? Like with gray hair?
Like frosted tips.
I got spunk drunk. I got the seed spillers.
These are all kind of jizz-centric.
Yeah, right. Sexy stuff.
Is that sexy?
Was that sexy? Well, there's a girl in the studio here. We should probably ask her.
Yeah, I got to tell you, you guys are sexy, but that name is not very sexy.
I mean, it's true we do pump a lot of jizz.
Right. That's true.
Did I say Feather Felchers? Was that one?
I didn't print up the Felchers.
No, you didn't mention that. I guess we could write that down too.
No,
well, you already have it written down.
We got sack drainers.
Well, how about that? Genesis popular. How about Exodus?
Wait. Now, are we draining other people's sacks?
No. I'm just pitching names for the band.
Right.
I think we got into this to have our sacks drained.
Mm.
I mean, that's the whole reason.
Really be the sack drainers. That might be.
Forget I said it. How about like spunk drunk or?
That would indicate that we're getting drunk off the spunk, and I don't want to like.
Well, look. If you guys have better ideas,
I have an idea.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't want to be all Yoko here, but I really, really love the name Sweet. That's I think that would one. Be
right.
a really
okay.
Thanks, babe.
Yeah, I'm sorry, but what does that have to do with jizz?
I think that's kind of the point, doesn't it?
I mean, that was the point, yeah. I mean, I guess if you drink enough pineapple juice.
Okay, I don't feel like you guys are picking up what I'm putting down. You guys are just coming up with regular band names.
Good, yeah.
Fine names that have nothing to do with semen or coming.
Now you're getting it. Now you're on, on board.
That's
obviously, there's a rift
here. We're on the same page.
10 cc is the amount of ejaculate that comes from a man. Well, actually, it's 9, but ours go to 11. Right. You see what I did there?
It's one louder.
Right. All right. Mm. So, unless you guys have any better ideas that are jizz-centric...
Babe, tell them about Foghat.
Right. There's a band called Foghat.
Oh!
It's a noun.
Okay, Jizz Hat.
Ooh, okay, Jizz Hat. See, again, it feels like a spent condom.
I'm going to write that one down. What'd you say?
I was saying it sounds like a spent condom.
Spent condom?
No, it's not a suggestion. I'm not suggesting that for a name. This is
good. 10 cc's of spent condom. Okay, look, I like Buccaneers. Like, I'm flexible. I don't feel like you guys are opening your mind.
I've been considering a lot that I hadn't considered before.
Belchers, Buccaneers, sack drainers, face frosters. It's come on now. Yeah. Spunk drunk. I'm throwing out a lot of possibilities
here. You really are.
I think you guys are not being flexible at all.
Do you have any names on that list that are not jizz worthy?
Mm. Well, I got, you know, Baby Gravy and Love Snot. But...
Right. I think that name's already taken.
I think you're on to something now. Baby Gravy.
How about...
I don't know. But does it beat 10cc? I don't know.
I'm starting to warm up to 10cc just because we can say it's something else other than jizz.
Mm. How about Lake Belly Button?
Emerson Lake Belly Button.
Yeah, but see, they already have a band. I mean, 10cc people, I think all roads just keep leading back to that amount of semen.
I'll be honest, of all the names you've pitched, I'm very much liking 10cc's by far the most.
You don't like the Buccaneers?
I don't dislike it. I just don't like it as a band name for us. There's probably a band out there that could use that name.
Mm. Yeah, how about Funk and the Family Spunk?
Again, with the spunk, like it feels like, you know, you're saying we're, you know, jizz or drunk on jizz, or I don't like the implication.
Well, okay, I've given you a lot. First off, you just play the drums, so you're pretty replaceable.
That's true.
Number one.
I got
number
a fan.
Two, I've given you a baker's dozen of options. You've poo-pooed on, wait a minute, maybe something to do with fecal matter.
Now I'm starting to like the jizz.
What if we
mix
the semen with the fecal matter?
No, this is
how about fecal smoothie? No.
What's a smoothie?
That's a good point. It's 1973.
A fecal frappe would be more. But hey, we're getting off the subject.
Mm-hmm.
Of all these choices, I think 10cc is the best.
Maybe something like a frappe.
We're going, only English member who was born in England.
Right.
We're going to go with 10cc. Because I feel like everyone's really warmed up to this idea.
You'll be ahead of the curve, too. Everyone's going to be in the metric system, cubic centimeters. You know
that's
what I mean?
Right.
It's going to make a lot more sense in America in about a year and a half.
Yeah. All right.
Got you to turn.
It is 1974, after all.
All right.
Sounds like a really weak motorcycle, though.
Okay. Well, it's 10cc sounds more like a lawnmower. All right. So, again, some other ones. I got Nut Bust here. I got the ejaculators. Yeah. I got just plain jism. I got seed, but
have you ever heard of a band called the Rolling Stones?
Now, yeah,
I did.
That's
a band name.
Yeah, no, I get it.
Name,
there's the Doors, the Rolling Stones, the Eagles. Right, boring.
Yeah.
And what's it have to do with ejaculate?
Nothing.
That's the point.
Yeah, well, that's my point. Nothing.
It's concerning me that most of your name suggestions now are getting away from implicating, like implying jizz, and they're just straight up ejaculators.
One of your suggestions is jism.
Jism, yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm saying we're not going to make the same mistake the Doors and the Rolling Stones and the Who made. You know what I mean?
Cream. You don't think of
Cream.
Jizz.
Like Cream.
I did have that written down, and then somebody told me there was another band called Cream.
I see you right there. You have it written down. Cream, comma. By that, I mean jizz.
It'll never fit on the marquee.
It's not going to fit on the marquee, but it's good. All right, so all these bands you speak of are fine, but they have nothing to do with semen, so I don't even know why you're wasting your breath. You know what I mean?
Right.
I'm not wasting my breath anymore.
Okay. All right, so 10cc it is. And remember, when people ask how we arrive at the name of the band... Make sure, because they're going to ask, because it's a unique name.
Definitely not jizz.
Definitely not jizz, but it was all your idea. You want everyone to claim it as their idea. Right. Don't. I don't want all the credit. This is a real working band. All
name
right?
Is 10cc's, and please no follow-up questions.
All right. Now, we've been rehearsing the song where the chick says requesting quiet in the middle of it.
That's not what I said. I
heard you say requesting quiet.
It wasn't in the lyrics, was it?
I heard requesting quiet.
Big boys don't cry.
All right. Well, let's get back to big boys do come.
Okay.
and go ahead and tweak that. And we'll begin rehearsal post.
All right, let's talk about our album name.
I think we have to break up.
And scene. All right. Let's see.
In honor of the two groundlings coming in.
That should be a weird pitch for the rest of the band, right?
The one guy's like, I got it, you guys. I got it. Oh, thank God.
All right, and that was a clip from October 2019. Now, Cheryl Hines and Tony Cavallaro come into studio soon after that. And you mentioned it, Gio. They should have been nominated for Guest of the Year. They're so good, and they hold a special place in my heart. And as we all heard Adam talk about this week, Larry David could be coming on the Adam Carolla Show next month. So we might have...
I don't even want to address it because I don't want to jinx it. So I'm just going to pretend it's not happening, and maybe it'll be an Albert Brooks from his from his office, and it'll be the best thing ever. But until then, I'm not going to count. I'm not going to break my heart.
All right, I'm going to stop talking about it too. You're right. That's how we need to approach this.
But Tony Cavallaro was amazing. Cheryl Hines, always awesome. Tony has to come back.
Yeah.
This also had the Yanni Laurel clip in it where they debate that right before they get to 10cc, which people seem to appreciate.
This next clip is from 2014, and it's when Howie Mandel popped into the Canyon Club, as we mentioned earlier in the show. So what happened was Jay Moore was the guest. Allison and Brian were also appearing on stage as well with Adam. And in the green room, Howie Mandel, you all know this, or Howie Mandel just walks in with a box of popcorn and is just saying, hey, I was just at the Wood Ranch next door. I saw you guys on the marquee. I decided to pop in. And then he proceeds to offer everybody popcorn out of his box, and Adam confronts him saying, look, I thought you were a germaphobe. What's going on? And Howie goes, I'm not a germaphobe, Adam. I'm crazy. And that's why he was allowing everybody to pick out of his popcorn box.
A hilarious, crazy episode that Howie made a cameo in because he had to get his fix for Mangria. From the Canyon Club, Adam Carolla Show 1474, from December 14th, 2014. It aired the following day. Jay Moore, Howie Mandel, Allison Rosen, and Brian Bishop.
Live from the Canyon Club in Agora Hills, California, this is the Adam Carolla Show. Adam's guest tonight, Jay Moore. Plus, Allison Rosen on news. Paul Bryan on sound effects and a spirited round of what can't Adam complain about. And now, trying to start a new Christmas tradition called MILF on the Shelf. Adam Carolla!
Yeah, get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get it on, Mandate. Get it on. Thank you so much for coming out. Jay Moore is with us tonight. Allison Rosen. Bald Brian. Howie Mandel. Howie was literally eating barbecue across the parking lot, saw my name on the marquee, decided to come in and get some of his favorite Mangria. The only time I've seen Howie Mandel drunk is on Mangria.
I am drunk tonight.
And you're right. You're riding a nice buzz right now, aren't you?
A nice buzz. I have no idea where the fuck I am, but it's great to be here.
Why do you love Mangria so much?
It's kind of like sweet and refreshing, and I don't know where I am. And I like that. And I had no idea. I was at Wood Ranch. I was eating a barbecue, and somebody said, Adam is here, and I came to see your I had no idea. This is
Let me just say this.
And Jay Moore, I'm a huge fan. This is
Howie, Jay, here's your microphone.
Thank you, Howie.
No, here's your mic. Here's my
Do I have to fist bump the mic?
Can I say this? First, say this. For a lot of people listening aren't from around here or the Southern California area. Wood Ranch is the name of a gay bar, okay? So you should know. People, there are people listening in other states or are familiar with the scene.
It's next door to the
lifestyle, obviously.
Yeah, it's next door to the White Swallow.
That's right. And Mr. Fister is up top.
Yeah, and that's next door to the Leather Pinata.
So... Now, when so Howie just walked from the wood ranch up to the top stairs where the green room is and just said hi, and we were all very surprised to see him. And then we did the fist bump. And then, Jay, you said what to Howie, who you've never met?
Because Howie, you know, it's well documented. You have a thing about germs.
About shaking hands.
About, oh, really? Because
it's shaking hands.
Yeah, and I always pledged that if I had ever met you, I would secretly put my hand, rub it up my asshole and balls, and then wipe it on your face. And then Howie said, well, you should have done it. And I'm like, well, now we already fist bumped.
How does one secretly put their hand in their ass and their balls?
Oh, I am a deceptive young gay man, Howie Mandel.
Welcome that's to Wood Ranch.
That's why I was at the White Swallow.
So here's
it's
why...
Kind of cowboys and hard-ons, Wood Ranch.
Yeah. Howie Mandel's a very complicated man for a couple of reasons. He did the fist bump with me and then offered me a box of popcorn that he was hitting off of with his fist bumping hand. So our hands would commingle in the same vat of popcorn.
There could not have been a more communal trough of food.
Yes, he was offering a trough of popcorn to everybody, but with the fist bump.
Yeah, and that, I was explaining to people, my issue is shaking hands.
But the popcorn was imported from Haiti. What is it about shaking hands as opposed to all, like, doorknobs, elevator buttons?
What are you, my fucking therapist?
Yes. No, you don't know that? New reality show, Jay Moore therapist? Oh, let's get
I
on that.
I can tell you more. No, I don't know. I'm fucked up. I'm. You know what's weird? Mm. I am medicated. I do see a psychiatrist. But my medication seems to really coexist well with Mangria.
Well, I'll freshen you up just a little bit then in that case. And by the way, I don't know if you guys can all see what Howie's wearing, but God bless the designer who decided to put pockets in pajamas so that we could leave the house in our fucking pajamas. Yeah. Because the only difference between what Howie's wearing and full-blown Ebenezer Scrooge walking down the hallway holding a candle...
Where's his nightcap?
...is a pointy hat and pockets. Pockets. That's somebody went, well, look, everyone wants to leave their house secretly, wants to leave their house in pajamas, right? But we can't. Society won't tolerate it. Aha! What if we put pockets in pajamas? Then it'll be all above the board. We can do it.
He's a man of leisure.
It'll be perfectly legal.
What he's wearing is more casual than pajama jeans.
Yes, yes. That is more
the
casual.
The pockets are so that if you don't entertain me, I can entertain myself.
Also,
there's
I'm getting a standing ovation.
There's also a price tag on your tennis shoes.
It's not a price tag.
I've been trying to get Howie on my podcast for 2 years.
You know what? All you got to do is ask.
Yeah, but I didn't know all I had to do was book a gig next door to where you're having dinner.
I would love to do your podcast. That's not a price tag on my sneakers.
It's been recorded.
There's a chip in there. I was in a little I run. And that times me. When I cross the line, I can. It's on.
Now you run for exercise, or you run from your past?
I run from my.
What are you,
life.
A fucking therapist?
I run,
yes.
I run every day. I run 7 to 15 miles, 7 to 10 miles a day because I'm.
Wait,
fucked
how
up.
Many miles a day do you run?
7 to 10 miles.
7 to 15.
And then
10.
I'm always looking for a lift home. So if you know, I should run in a circle, but I run in a circle. Look what I done. Look.
He just chug, now.
Chug, 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 you drunk, chug, you chug, chug, chug. Howie Mandel chugging the Mangria.
That's brosé. You're drinking brosé.
Brosé?
He's drinking brosé, and he just dumped it on his pajamas for those of you at home.
Adam, Howie seemed sober when he showed up.
He was. I was.
He was.
Which, by the way, was like 7 minutes
ago.
I don't
know where the fuck I am now. This is like a bad dream.
You're at the Canyon Club, Howie, and this is the damn Adam Carolla podcast, the best podcast in the world.
Thank you. We're, you know, I thought we'd do a little what can Adam complain about.
Yeah.
And, Jay, I thought you could assist me with like a little Big Mama Got It All.
Oh, okay.
Now, as you guys know, my mother wasn't very attentive. and bordered on neglect. But I found myself a new mother. She's a heavyset woman of color. Big Mama got it all.
And she fights for me.
Mm. She fights for me.
Well,
she's my
boy. You should be fought for. You're handsome.
That's something my mom would never say. Mm. That.
I'm your mama now, baby.
Yeah, that's what I love about you, Big
What's
Mama.
What's wrong? You got to complain about something. You got to let off your chest.
Yeah, well, what we're going to do.
Huh?
What we're going to do.
Oh, okay.
No, I haven't said it yet.
Yeah.
No, let me say it.
Sure.
No, I'll say it.
You have the floor, baby. My titties itch.
No, when I'm. People are yell something out that I can't complain about, that they think I can't complain about, but I'll find a way to complain about it.
I already know what you can't complain about, Adam Carolla.
Corolla.
Corolla.
Just call me Adam.
Adam.
Just Adam.
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 Okay. So people are going to shout something out, Big Mama.
Mm.
Then I'm going to complain.
Oh, okay.
And then, you know, you can kind of help me, you know, build me up a little when I'm complaining.
Sure. That You're kind my of thing. Son. I love you.
Okay, that's what I love about
stuff. The world is full of it. And one man can complain about it all. This is What Can't Adam Complain About?
All right, Bull Brian, you have some complaints.
Yes, I was handed four good topics you would have trouble complaining about.
Uh-huh.
First, Erica of Los Angeles wants to know, how can you complain about parking your car in a spot that has the meter paid in full for the max amount of time?
Ah, well, first off, the maximum amount of time is like 31 minutes now. Mm-hmm. You used to be able to buy that shit for days.
Sometimes 20 minutes.
Yeah, sometimes 20 minutes, Big Mama. That's right. No, that's Big Mama's right about this one. The other thing is the city of Los Angeles is working on a technology that's going to zero these things out when the car pulls away. Yes, you thieving motherfuckers. By the way, they are full fucking retards when it comes to handling our shit, but when it comes to extracting money from us, they become Bond villains at this point. The technology does not exist to have the sprinklers not going off by the side of the freeway in the middle of the rainstorm. That technology they have not mastered, but yet the technology to have the rape stick is what I like to call the parking meters. That's right. It's a rape stick.
Oh.
What do you think our founding fathers would have thought of the parking meter, Big Mama got it all?
I thought they would have just parked the buggies on the sidewalks.
Thank you.
That didn't get a laugh at all.
Yeah.
That's okay.
No, that's all right.
I hit for power and average, baby.
Yeah, no, you're good, Big Mama.
Yeah, I feel good.
Well, maybe Christopher Walken could help me out in this one.
Oh, well, of course. People booed for some reason. Look, if there's money left in the parking meter, what you gotta do is find the man that just left and say, oh, do you mind if I butt in?
Why couldn't I get that applause?
Yeah, thank you, Big Mama. Thank you for channeling Christopher Walken. All right, what else do we got?
Big Mama does a great Christopher Walken.
She does. Impression. She does a great. I hear she does a hell of a Pesci, too.
Can you do Captain Hook?
No.
Either could he.
I can't.
Captain Hook. Yeah, I have a hook where my hand used to be. Don't pick my nose.
Don't
scratch your ass and wipe Howie Mandel's face if you have a hook for a hand.
Did he sing I Never Want to Grow Up, or did he do any of those songs?
He was so fucking lethargic. Did you see him? I wish I could do what you can do, but it was just, even the dancing, they go, you got to see him dance. Did you see him dance?
We're talking about the live Peter Pan special.
Allison Williams was Peter Pan.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, that wasn't a boy?
No, well, sort of.
It was a boy.
Howie, you beat off to the wrong person. You fucked the gender all up. You got to stuff that jizz back in your
dick. You know what I do with the parking meters?
Yes.
I look for a parking meter that has time left, and then I try to get whatever shit I need to get done in the time that's in the meter. Because I'm a Jew. No matter what it is, whatever's left in the meter, I'm not going to put another fucking penny in there. I'll get it done in 3 minutes.
Yeah. That's why you guys run Hollywood.
Having a 3-year-old in a car seat, and you just put the hazards on and go, no, 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 I got a 3-year-old in there. Leave him alone. You probably shouldn't leave a 3-year-old in a car seat when you're running into Starbucks.
Right. Yeah.
Especially Magic Johnson's Starbucks.
Oh, yeah, not the one by the airport.
Not very good parking down
there. Right, yeah.
No comedy there. Just little
no car, stuff. Just a kid in a car seat.
That's it. I carry him around.
I sometimes will put a baby in a car seat in the parking spot without a car.
Yeah, that's...
Can you get in trouble for that? You're not locking the doors. It doesn't matter if it's a hot day.
Right. It's true.
You left the baby in the fucking parking lot.
Yeah.
There's no fucking car.
Yeah.
I want to do that.
You want a little more Mangria?
You know what's weird about the Mangria? When you think you are so fucking funny, but it doesn't matter what they think. Not you, me.
No, I understand. No,
I'm so fucked up. I don't give a shit what you think about what I'm saying. I am enjoying me. And that's the beauty of Mangria.
For the
I
audience.
I like my concept of a baby in a car seat, not in a car.
I think the podcast listeners across the globe need to know that Howie actually stood up to make
he
that
stood
point.
Up.
Harry,
so you can see my wet crotch.
He's
moist Mangria all over my balls. You know what? It feels good on your nuts, too. You don't advertise that.
No, I don't.
It's good, smooth going down, and smooth on the nuts. I got Mangria on my nuts. She won't make eye contact.
All right, Howie, I'm going to give you a little taste of the white now, and that's it. I'm cutting you off.
Are you allowed to mix the white with the red?
Just a little taste of the white, and then that'll be it. All right, do we have another What Can't
I
Am Complain About?
I mixed white with red when I made love to that Indian.
Why does Howie have the tag on his shoe still?
It's running.
It's not a tag.
Great answer.
It's got a chip in it, so it tells me my time when I... cross the finish line.
Oh, Brian was late for the show, apparently. He missed that part of the conversation.
It tells him he just got here.
Mentally.
Yeah, Allison, you know what? I ripped off the fucking shoes. They're new shoes, and I didn't remove the tag.
No, he jogs 7 to 10 miles a day, although not tomorrow. He's going to be throwing up all day tomorrow. But that's a good form exercise. There's no better ab exercise
Howie,
than
will
yacking.
You chug that
You guys know what I'm talking
can you make,
about.
Chug. Come on. Chug. Knock it back. Knock it back, Howie.
Leave him alone.
He's had like 8 glasses.
All right.
I've had a lot.
What's the next?
Next question from Thomas of San Francisco. Thomas wants to know, how can you complain about...
That's hot... you. This is Thomas of San Francisco.
Yeah. Fantastic. How can you complain about...
What a weird name that is.
Hot girls
I am Thomas of San Francisco.
It's like a Catholic saint.
I'll let him ask
I'm Howard of Canada.
Tom...
He's a conqueror.
Did you claim this table in the name of Spain?
Hello,
he
I am
He made it
Thomas.
Sound like.
Yeah, sorry. What,
that's what he made it sound like.
What is your complaint? How he gets combative when he gets I'm drunk.
Don't what? You think that somebody who calls himself Thomas of San Francisco is full of themselves?
I think that was Kendrick. Brian.
That was me. You're fucking Tom. You are Tom. I don't give a shit. I am Thomas of San Francisco. Is that how you introduced yourself to this beautiful young lady? Young lady. I am Thomas.
They couldn't sit down until they recognized.
Poor Jay thought he was doing a podcast tonight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, I don't give a shit at all. More Stories Podcast.
You gave me the
free,
fucking
Shut up. I'm doing a plug.
I'm sorry.
More right. Stories Podcast. Free app. Go get it. We're done. Let's
go. All right. We'll do one more. Thomas, do one more, and then Howie can go throw up in the boot of his car.
Is that your way to say goodbye to me?
I know your wife's pissed off somewhere.
She is.
Wherever she is, she's
My
pissed.
Wife is in the room pissed
And she's
off.
Pissed.
But she didn't know. She had no idea that I would be performing in front of Thomas of San Francisco. New York had the royal family, but here at the Canyon Club, we are graced with Thomas of San Francisco. Do I extend my hand? Do I bow? Do I curtsy? I don't know what to do. Thomas of fucking San Francisco.
You're the best.
Howie's curtsying in front of Thomas of San Francisco.
I have a pertinent question.
Yes.
Thomas of San Francisco, are you allowed to knight people? With your massive cock?
I don't know.
I had to pick
it
up a little.
Thomas, what is your question? Sorry.
Well, I guess my question wasn't
How
any
can
good.
You complain about all the hot chicks that drink Mangria?
Oh. Wow. So far, all we have is Howie Mandel.
Thomas of San Francisco thinks of me as a hot chick. Like many of the men of San Francisco.
Boom! Joe Pesci, what do you think?
I tied it in a bow.
What do you mean, what do I think? What the fuck am I supposed to think? Howie Mandel's walking around in fucking MC Hammer pants. You're asking me what I fucking think? Who gives a fuck? You Jew motherfucker. What the fuck what I think? Thomas how? Thomas who? What the fuck?
What I'm saying, Joe, is... Thomas wants to know about Mangria.
Oh, I don't know. Who's the Thomas? What?
Thomas is over there.
He's a rat. Whole family rats.
He hails from the Bay Area, evidently. And he wants to know about Mangria. And I told him, look, the reason I can complain is no hot chick drinks Mangria, only Howie Mandel. But have you tried any, Joe?
Of course I tried. I'm fucking hammered right now, you stuttering fucking prick. What do you fucking think I drink? Diet fucking Coke, you prick? What the fuck?
Howie, every time I talk, they get bummed out. Keep talking.
No.
You're like a huge fucking star.
James of Cleveland would like to speak.
LeBron's here?
All right.
Whoa, that didn't work. Right. I was bailing.
Howie, I'm going to let you join your wife.
Thank you.
N-A-A. Or trouble.
Howie, this is yours. Don't forget.
Point the direction that I need to go.
I think, take that with you, buddy.
Thank you.
Howie, stage dive.
Good night.
Stay to your right.
Stage dive.
Do not impale yourself on a mic stand, Howie.
Thank you. Good night.
The great Howie Mandel.
God damn, he's funny.
God, I love that guy.
That's a funny young man right there.
He gets shit-faced on Mangria every time I see him.
Did you know Howie Mandel, a Jewish guy?
Huh?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Mm. All right, let's do another one, okay. Shall we, Paul Brian?
Okay. I didn't know we had a mic. Is Nicole Perkowitz here, or is Nicole...
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, my God! He's in my name!
Only women do that scream. You never hear like 6-year-old boys going, ah!
They also do the thing where it's their birthday. They told you, you acknowledged it, but not enough. So they do the second laugh where they go, you don't get it. It's my birthday. And I go,
we're drinking cocktails out of straws with penises on the top. It's a bachelorette party.
You gotta hype it up.
What can I complain about? Sorry.
Finding money in your pocket.
Whoa. Finding money in my pockets.
Yeah.
Well, it's always my fucking money. So if there was some money elf or money genie or crazy philanthropist who broke into my house, went through my hamper and stuffed 20s into my pockets, I'd be over the fucking moon about it. And back in the day when I would find money somewhere, I would realize it was someone else's money. Now when I find money, I realize not only is it my money, it's probably my money that my kids and wife are stealing from me and dropped.
Well done.
Thank you. I have something you
can't complain about.
What is that?
I've thought about this since I've known you, which is probably about 10 years now.
Mm-hmm.
Jay of Los Angeles has a question.
Jay of New Jersey, my friend. Watch it there. You cannot possibly complain about white supremacists.
Good luck.
I've never tapped out. I've never been stumped. I've never just yielded. But you're right. No, I can't think of anything. I can't think of a bad thing to say about those people. They're salt of the earth and also hide food and ammunition in the earth people. Great. Jay Moore, by the way, has got a podcast, More Stories, and new episodes every Monday and Friday on iTunes, and plus his radio show, which is absolutely fantastic.
Guess
Jay Moore Sports.
Guess who I have Monday on More Stories?
Who do you have?
Keith Morrison from Dateline.
Oh, really?
Possibly murder.
Yeah.
Something was brewing at the local Waffle House, but it wasn't the coffee.
What was brewing was
murder. Yeah, I've always said he's the Vin Scully of murder.
Yes, yes. I love that show because it forces all of us to think, could we get away with killing our spouse? And also, in Act One, you're like, there's no way that guy did it. He's a doctor. He's a dedicated family man. He's a Christian. There's no way. Then you get somewhere toward the end of Act Two, and you're like, that fucking guy deserves to be chopped up into a million pieces and thrown to the crows. And then somewhere near the end of Act Three, to the crows. Yeah.
How did Chris Robinson get into this?
Different band. The point is, then toward the end, you're like, oh, I didn't know he had a stepson who was a junkie. So then he's going to get you all over the fucking place. But, yeah,
the guys
great.
That murder their wives, it's always a white lady. White women, you lead the league in getting murdered. It's always murdered by the husband, and she's always named Patty. Every episode. But you can always tell if the husband, like, okay, I have not killed my wife. This is the tell. This is how you know if the guy murdered his wife. I have not murdered my wife. Ask me if I murdered my wife.
Have you murdered your wife?
No. Now, some easy, right? You would think it's easy, but if you're on death row and you're pleading to Keith Morrison, ask me again. Now, I have murdered my wife. This is how it goes.
Have you murdered your wife?
Absolutely. No, I couldn't hurt a fly. Yeah. Not at all. You're like, fucking flies? Not at all? Not
no,
a
I love
like,
that. I've not murdered my wife 110%.
No, absolutely not.
Absolutely.
I loved her.
Zero.
I loved her. She's there was one in Long Island, and the guy actually went, no, not at all. Like, not at all? Not like 40% kill?
Yeah, it's not a spectrum.
Yes. What is that? Dateline? So what's he plugging? Dateline?
Yeah, Dateline. We tweeted back and forth a little bit, and he was down. It was fun. It's weird to have Keith Morrison in your garage at 9 o'clock at night.
It's going to be creepy.
But here's the thing: I have a theory that if you shake Keith Morrison's hand, you're granted everlasting life. You will never be murdered. It'd be too much of a coincidence if you met Keith Morrison, shook his hand, gave him a bro hug. You can't get murdered after that. It's fucking going against the cosmos.
What would it sound
not
like?
The stars, the soccer team.
If Nikki Cox, your beautiful wife, was accused of murdering the great Jay Moore.
Nikki Cox, lugubrious name. Murdered her husband, or did she? In a it's always a Tony suburb. Yes. I don't know what the word Tony means.
I don't know what it means either.
Where no one locks their doors.
Yes.
Where is this town? Are people just so rushed? Are they saving time? Like, wow, Mike's early for work again. Yeah, I don't lock my doors.
Yeah. I feel like there's always time to lock the door.
Why are you always even late, if you Corolla? Just don't get... I locked my door.
Yeah, it's true. And also, it's always the last place you'd expect any of this, but it's always the same place every single time.
Yeah.
Nobody in the projects has their wife killed, although they're not living with their wives.
No,
so
they're
I guess
on First 48.
The math. Yeah, you're right.
The lower income is on First 48. Keith Morrison goes more highbrow. And I said he's the Vin Scully of murder, and which made me wonder, what if Vin Scully and Keith Morrison switched jobs? Like, Vince Scully, the legendary Dodger broadcaster, could make anything seem kind. Like, well, friends, she goes upstairs with the sharpest, longest axe she could find from the shed and buries it deep into her husband's skull. And there's one away.
All right.
By the way, people, I was at the airport coming back from, a place.
Right.
And a guy in the airport said to me, I just heard you on the Adam Carolla podcast. You're really funny. And I go, have you heard my podcast? He goes, no, I haven't really listened to it yet. I'm like, that's the fucking reason I'm on Adam's podcast.
To plug your shit.
Like, just go to the app store and download the app, buddy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then we got into a huge fist fight. You let me know when you think I'm lying. We got into a huge fist fight in the airport. Security comes out, right? There's like three big fucking guys. I hit one right in the Adam's apple. He falls.
Security guy.
Airport security. One guy comes at me. I hit him right in the Adam's apple, and he falls towards me. So I get to like kind of, you know.
Yeah,
you
pepper him before he goes down.
The other two guys, I couldn't know. They were just too powerful for me. And they took me in a holding room, and I showed them my Canadian flag underwear, and they let me go.
Oh, this is going into...
None of this is funny. I just wanted you to cut me off at some point.
No, I wanted to hear it out.
Nick.
Speaking of nothing, do you guys tell me what you think about this? Every time there's a rain, they always have to do some sort of swift water rescue from the L.A. River because a couple of folks that God is trying to flush down the toilet need to be pulled back so they can commit more petty crimes and defecate in more public stairwells at above-ground parking lots.
Yeah.
When a fucking river is sweeping you toward the ocean because you thought it'd be a good idea to sleep in a cement flume, shouldn't we just let Darwin take the garbage out at this point? Do we have to get the Gage and DeSoto and a helicopter and $150,000 of taxpayer money? I mean, these are just people we can take off the fucking books and save a few bucks, right?
Stormwatch 2014, Doppler 5000. We find the storm and kick it in the cunt.
The cunt? They act like the storm is like a band of marauders.
Yeah.
You don't have to track a storm. If you stand still, it'll find you.
Yeah. Or not. Either way, you don't have to track it. Yeah,
no, absolutely not.
Yeah, there's two types of folks that get rescued from the Swift Water Rescue Team, which, by the way, has got to be right up there with the Maytag Repairman in terms of loneliness living in Los Angeles. You know, you're on the Swift Water Rescue Team, but you work the Glendale Burbank area. Yeah. Like, how fucking boring is that gig? Your phone never rings, right? It rains every 3 years, and you fish a hobo out of the drink, right? Yeah. It's not like you're up in the Colorado Rockies or anything like that.
I fell face first out of my sprinkler for 14 minutes.
Right, let's get the helicopter. Jeez. Fire up the Huey. So there's two types of people they rescue. They rescue either the hobos that are sleeping in the L.A. River, or they rescue the asshole who gets high on bath salts and throws the truck inner tube over the overpass and decide he's going for the ride of his life.
Yep.
Either way, we don't need either one of these motherfuckers, do we?
Howie's going to be doing that later tonight. I hope. Howie's the best.
That thing on his shoe's going to go nuts. Covered 8 miles in 7 minutes, motherfucker. Whoa.
Good job, boss.
Nike headquarters gets the red phone starts lighting up.
Phil Knight answers.
Phil Knight picks up. We got a new record on our hands.
I've been wanting to talk to you, young man. Have you ever thought about committing to Oregon?
By the way, is he gay?
No, Phil Knight?
Yeah.
I don't believe so.
Oh, okay, good. All right. I mean, who cares?
I wish.
Yeah. The point is this.
I'm so confused.
Also, if you're living in the L.A. River and it starts raining, well, it's not like a tidal wave. It's not like a fucking dam burst. It's
Hold
like
on.
It starts raining,
Adam.
And you start noticing water trickling past you.
But you get a lot of advance notice.
Yes, you get a pretty good heads up.
I think you mean if you're living next to the L.A. River.
No, these guys are
depends
in.
At
they
what
don't
point.
Have fucking gills. They can't live in a river.
The river's fucking dry all year. It hasn't rained in...
Maybe it's a holy place, like the Ganges, just filled with diarrhea, and you bathe in it to get closer to... Why did that get a moan? That's the most confusing thing all night. Did that confuse you as well?
All right, I'm sorry.
All right, because this is an erudite audience, I want to share a story of something really weird that I witnessed
Hold
today.
On. Somebody to my right, several people went, what? When you said erudite.
An audience that doesn't appreciate your toilet humor, Jay.
Erudite means smart, people to my right.
Yes. Go ahead, sorry.
So anyway, I'm walking around my neighborhood and I see this beat up looking minivan in the middle of the street but pulled over a tiny bit, but the only so much that if you were behind them you wouldn't know whether you need to stop or go around.
Right.
And then there's this old man facing the driver's side window making some noise, and I think maybe he's talking to someone in the minivan, and then as I come around, I realize there's no one in there, and I just see his back. Well, first I see his side and his back, and he's going like, and I think, oh no, is there something wrong? I should do something as I walk right by. I should do something.
Right.
Because there was something about it that made me sort of sketched out, but I was like, just because I feel creeped out, I can't just go by. This guy, something's wrong with him. Like,
right.
And then I turn and look, and there's a big puddle on the ground in front of him. He was peeing.
Oh, that's the noise he makes when he pees?
I think so. Isn't that super weird? And then he got in the van and sped off. Who pees in the middle of the street? Also, he was wearing a yarmulke. I know this is probably important to you.
Wow.
So
by the way, that just means he rolled a rabbi. That wasn't his fucking yarmulke.
At first I thought it was an episode of Bang Brothers.
What's that? Sorry.
At first I thought it was an episode of Bang Brothers. Guy in a van going, huh.
I'm going to pretend like I don't know what that is. Maybe I'm not doing the sound justice. Maybe, what's like a real, like I really got a pee, oh, really, sweet relief kind of. Maybe, yes, it was that.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. That's why I'm here.
Without a prostate, I don't know what sound to make.
And that was Jay Mohr and Howie Mandel joining the guys on stage back in 2014. Gotta love Howie's crowd work.
I love the idea of Howie drinking because he's not a drinker. So the idea that Adam got him to try Mangria, and not only did he do it once, but now he's done it at least twice, maybe several other times we don't know about. It's almost as amazing as the Greg Fitzsimmons incident.
Yeah.
Incidents.
I love... Twice. We all love Howie. I mean, Adam infamously goes on his catamaran in Hawaii every year. Yeah, they
used to guest on Loveline all the way back to like 98 when he first told the story of his son's bris and the circumcision and the dog digging up a surprise from the yard.
All right, before we get started with this next clip, I want to remind everybody, Adam has some live dates. On January 24th, he'll be in Milwaukee. He'll be in Chicago January 25th.
And then Park West.
That's right, Park West.
Great venue to see him. If you're in Chicago, you haven't seen Adam at the Park West, you are missing out.
Yeah.
Do it now.
Exactly. And in February, he'll be hitting Cleveland and Indianapolis as well for Adam Carolla's Unprepared. So come out, watch somebody pull Adam's balls. If you want to pull his balls, hit us up. And also, I will be at the Wilmore Wine Bar tonight, Saturday night, as you hear this, for a... I'll be playing some acoustic songs and maybe some Christmas carols. And if you want to request a clip, just come by the Wilmore Wine Bar and let me know. All right, let's get started with our final clip. Speaking of musical performances, Freddie Johnston came in back in 2012, and Gio unearthed this rare performance.
Yeah, Adam's talked about him over the years. Not as much as John Hiatt, but he's come up. Most of us probably know him from his work on the soundtracks of the Farrelly Brothers, like Dumb and Dumber, Kingpin. Kingpin has an amazing soundtrack with tons of his songs in it. Basically, everything they do, they include some of his work. And you're like, oh, this is really good acoustic guitar work. And Adam fell in love with it, too. 1994, This Perfect World. There's a song called Evie's Tears, and he has Freddie come in the studio, play it live. This is Alison Rose and Brian Bishop from October 2012. Evie's Tears. Check it out.
Let's check Adam's voicemail, brought to you by eVoice.
Hey, man. Has Ray ever met his match? I know he's like indestructible badass, but has he ever run into more than he could chew? I'm just interested. Tell the story on the air if it actually has happened. Because I know he's like, again, indestructible. All right, see you guys.
Click the eVoice banner on AdamCarolla.com or go to www.evoice.com/Adam to get an exclusive 6-month free trial offer. eVoice, your mobile phone at work.
To answer that question quickly, no. Although one time we were in the parking lot of a roller skating place when we were like 19 or 18, and he did one of his usual fuck with a stranger thing, and the guy turned around and he was like John Matuzak size. Like it was one of those, you know, in a movie where the guy gets out of the car and keeps going, you know, and he's 6'8 and he's, you know, 315 pounds, and Ray had to kind of leave the guy alone. But he did fuck with the guy first. Yes, that was about the only time. Freddie Johnston is here. Good to see you, Freddie.
Oh, it's great to be here. Hi, Adam.
Love me some Freddie Johnston. You got a good vibe. I love that about you.
Oh, man.
And
right back at you.
We had a nice powwow outside because I gave the... Freddie, we're on our third musician in a row on the show, which is unlikely. But do you want to play? Do you need to play? And he said... I'm a musician. I always like to play. And I said, yeah. But listen, I'm a comedian, and I hate telling jokes, so it doesn't always work out that way. And we went around a little bit, and then I threw out a deep cut from This Perfect World, a song called... Evie's Tears, yeah.
You want me to play that?
I love that. I love the whole album,
as
I've said. I don't know who that is about or where that brings you.
Well, it's really not about anyone. It's just a song, you know.
Really?
I just made it up.
Yeah, you have to say that?
I know, it's terrible, but
Are you shitting me?
I should make something up, shouldn't I? I should make up a better story.
What
than
if
that.
The Knack did that with my Sharona? Oh, how true. Devastated would
Evie,
you be?
So Evie broke my fucking heart.
Yeah, that's what
I
I'm
love
saying.
Being able to say that on radio.
Right, and now it's payback time, right?
So payback time, exactly.
You wrote a song about her tears.
Yeah, exactly. Adam, you're taking me the right direction.
Wait,
now.
How do you write a song about Evie's tears if there's no Evie?
Well, I don't know. I mean, you know, how do you, you know, you just got to make stuff up in life. You know how it is.
Yeah, but
you
got to
stay on the beach ball.
But I would come up with Cheryl's tears or Becky's tears.
Well, no,
but
I'll tell you how
Evie.
I'll tell you how it happens. When you're writing a song, you're going along, you're going la da dee da da da, and whatever sounds right. Evie's just happened to, you know, phonetically sound right. That's
well,
all it was. Honestly.
Well, it's again.
Everyone asks me who Evie is. Everyone does. You know, they
everyone.
Name their cats Evie and all that.
Really?
Well, it happens.
Oh,
you
no,
know?
I know. I know. I like I said, This Perfect World is really just a perfect album. And Freedie, like I said, I was turned on to when I was house-sitting and just listening. It was also that time when people weren't snobs either. Like, I would be like, you'd be at someone's house and there'd be a CD there and you'd go, I'm going to check it out. Now I'm like, you know, I have to go find you, but I'm not going to. If I was hanging out at your house, I wouldn't be just checking out your CDs. You know what I'm saying?
Right, yeah.
It's different now than it was.
Somehow. I don't know why.
I don't know why either, but somehow I had an open heart. Oh, I know. I had an open heart and an empty wallet, and I would listen to other people's shit. So we were just standing back there, and I said, well, if we're going to go for something, let's go for something cool that my listeners probably have never possibly heard. I don't know, and it's such a beautiful song, and as it turns out, it's a very poignant song about no one. But it's called Evie's Tears.
Yeah,
and
it's the best I could do.
And do you do it when you play, or am I catching you pretty far off
guard? I play it every night.
You play it every night when you go out?
Yeah, sure.
Okay. All right.
Yeah, it's one of those.
Okay, good. And people should know, by the way, live dates for Freedie Johnston. You can go to the website, FreedieJohnston.com. And November 2nd, he's going to be at the High Noon Saloon in Madison, Wisconsin. And on the 9th, Dakota Jazz Club. And November 10th, Tycoons in Duluth, Minnesota. Dakota Jazz Club, also in Minneapolis. Minneapolis, happening town, right? For
great
music?
Town, certainly. And the Dakota, you know, best place in town.
Much, much hipper, much cooler, much more whatever-er than you would think, Minneapolis.
Oh, yeah? Yeah,
I was surprised.
Absolutely. Come on. You know, the Replacements and Prince and
sure.
Soul Asylum.
Sure.
It
goes on and on, except
on and
there's
on.
No more.
Well, no, there are many, but, you know, those three. That's
yeah.
quite a bit.
And then that The Time, the guys who battled
and
Prince,
then, yeah,
or whoever they were.
Morris Day at the time. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
they were there. I was just, I was very surprised by, because when you travel around, you get a little, like, you become a snob. You go, all right, there's L.A., and then there's New York, and then you go, all right, I'll give you San Francisco and Chicago. And
then people make you say Austin.
Yeah, and they make Austin. You say Austin. Yeah, here, Austin's really cool. All right, that's it. And then then they try to shoehorn in Seattle, and you go, listen, if I start including Seattle, then I got to put Portland in. All right, Seattle and Portland. Yeah, but that's it. And then they go, Minnesota's got a thing going on over there in Minneapolis. And you go, please. And then you go out there, and it's really happening. All right, so I only do it by I don't know where I asked Mike where we played over there, but sold out two shows over there at a really cool music theater. Freedie, so you want to do some
sure.
Evie's Tears?
Yeah, I will. I'll play a song for you. Oh, boy.
So your inspiration for this song was, I got to make me some money?
Well, no, it just came out of thin air, and it needed some words. That's how it was.
Okay. You know?
It appeared. I sometimes write songs about real things.
Sure you do.
In the middle of her confession, he comes over and pulls her near. I wake up and she's been crying. I guess he was here again. Evie's tears are never gonna dry. Evie's guilty tears. Burn this bed she comes to only when it's light. We met in a lonely summer, two survivors of paradise. She ran out when I first touched her, but now she wakes me every night. Evie's tears are never gonna dry. Evie's secret tears burn this bed she comes to only when it's light. Faithless girl, you've been dreaming, staring up, your face is white with fear. All right, now I'm listening, you're not mine and he's not here. And he's not here. In the middle of Evie's garden, in a simple iron chair, wind's blowing and she's been singing, begs the moon to disappear. Evie's tears are never gonna dry. Evie's guilty tears burn this bed she comes to only when it's light. Tears she comes to only when it's light. Catholic girl, you've been dreaming, staring up, your face is white with fear. All right, now I'm listening, you're not mine and he's not here.
Reedy Johnston, Evie's Tears, just pulled a nice album cut. Thank you so much, Freddy. I really
thank you
for indulging me. Beautiful song about no one and nothing, still.
But well, did you have experiences that had sort of inspired it?
Say no, please. It's going to be.
I should say no. Yeah, the song was written about somebody else, and I changed the name. I'm sorry.
Oh, really?
I'm sorry. You just wore me down, prosecutor.
Really?
You just wore me down.
Yeah,
because I'm not gonna freaking say who.
It was very specific.
I just wore me down. I'd rather cop a plea.
Okay. I know it's Dave Coulier, but that's, you know, I'm just going to say it. I know it's
the eyebrows.
Keep writing songs about Dave Coulier. They're all about Dave Coulier.
Sometimes in a theater, sometimes
that's right.
Not.
All these, yeah. Anyway.
Freddy Johnston in studio. And again, if you want to see him live, and I recommend it highly, FreddyJohnston.com. All right, Freddy.
So nice. I just played McCabe's last night.
McCabe's.
I love that place with my my buddy Susan Castle and John D. Graham.
You may have heard of that. Saw John Hyatt do an acoustic show at McCabe's many, many years ago. And it's a great guitar shop that has a performing space in it.
Yeah,
and it's in Santa Monica or on Santa Monica or somewhere around there. Or Pico near Santa Monica, right in there. And it's just a great, cool, old place. And it's one of those places where you're glad it's there.
Oh,
and
yeah,
it's been there for a long time. And like I said, John Hyatt's acoustic set there was 86 or something. So it's been around for a million years.
And that was Freddy Johnston playing Evie's Tears live in studio back in 2012. All right. Look, Gio, we got a lot of Cruella Classics ahead. For everybody wondering, we are doing Cruella Classics every single day until the Adam Carolla Show returns January 6th. So,
say what?
Yeah, that's right. So relax, curl up with a loved one, and enjoy Cruella Classics until January 6th. We're taking you all the way through the new year. My name's Chris Loxamana. That's Superfan Giovanni.
Please, sir, will you lower some of your Christmas dinner leftovers down to the mine for me? Mahalo and get it on.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand, completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501, it is the best. It is Pluto TV.